World's on fire. Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Hey, pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Man, got a lot going on. Got a lot going on here today. Beware the Ides of March. Remember, I talked about that before. March is over. April 1st is upon us. And a couple announcements I want to make here. Thanks, Dave and Arthur. It's a great show yesterday. Scott Hagman. Okay, thanks. I just saw a note that popped up. A little bit different here today. We're doing a prayer call tonight. Prayer call. 7 o'clock Eastern time. I'm going to do a prayer call. I'm going to talk a little bit today. Craig's going to help us out here a little bit about how they've jiggled around the calendar. The calendar really isn't even the calendar. And from a biblical standpoint, we are sitting at a very, very big moment tonight. It's full moon, but not only that, full moon as related to Passover. And the whole idea that as we celebrate, Craig will help us out here in a second. Here's the truth. We're celebrating Easter when it really wasn't even Easter. Again, it's been part, who knows who changed the calendar, the Gregorian calendar. I got some of that stuff we're going to jump into the other day, or here in a minute. But please, hey, come on, join us tonight at 7 o'clock for a prayer vigil, will you? Just come tune in here and offer your prayer. We have to be, folks, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, evil spirits in high places, the weapons of our warfare, not carnal, but mighty through God to pulling down the strongholds. Do you understand how wicked the American government is? Do you understand how wicked the Republican Party is? Do you have any understanding of that at all? That evil men have crept in unaware and changed the truth of God into a lie, worship and serve the creature rather than the creator. Do you understand that Republicans, most Republicans, are just as bought and sold as the Democrats? It's just somebody else. It's just the same one. So we see that 75% of Americans want free, fair elections, and the Republicans won't pass it. That really ought to be all that you want to know. But see, it isn't Republican Democrat. It's not. It's Satan. It's Team Satan. And one of the things I spoke about this a little bit in the pre-show, in 1947, I think I got my dates right. In Everson versus the Board of Education, when the Supreme Court of the United States ruled that there was a separation between the church and state. And then in the 60s, when they took prayer out of school, 1980, they took the Ten Commandments off of the wall. We no longer were a Christian nation. Anybody picking that up yet? Huh? They undermined us from without. No longer a Christian nation. And as a result of that, what happened? Everything flooded in. It flooded into the American church. The American church doesn't get involved with politics, yada, 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 yada. And Psalm 2 says, the kings of this earth have set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed. Friends, it ain't Republican and Democrat. That isn't what this battle is about. And unfortunately, same song, different day, Michelle. It's the church. Where the hell is the church? How can they still continue to murder babies, other than it's a feckless, weak, stolen church? The church decided when satellite TV came along and all those preachers got famous, it became about money and blessings and health and wealth, and no longer any about sacrifice or standing up for truth or fighting for the children. They are murdering little children created in the image of God. And the Bible says that it'd be better for you to put a millstone around your neck than let that happen. And we're so freaking stupid, we think it's about politics. Spencer, quickly, how many Christians in America? numbers. I don't know if you can trust these numbers. How many Christians? The largest, we would be the largest block of voters in the world, in America, Christians. Christians. And we can't even agree, because why? Divide and conquer. Oh, look at this. According to Gallup survey, 69% of the United States population are Christians. 70%. Yeah, we won't let, they won't let us pray before a football game. They won't let us pray in school. They won't let the Ten Commandments come up there, because it came along with this idea of minority rights. Huh? While Christianity remains the predominant religion, the percentage has declined from 97% in 1900 to 74% in 2020. But by the way, 74%, that'd be a pretty good majority, wouldn't it? Wouldn't that be a pretty good majority? But you won't find a stop it. Oh, it's okay. You won't find one pastor in 50 that'll do anything in the culture. Nothing. Taking their hands off of it. Whole creation is groaning, waiting for God's people to show up, and we won't show up. We won't show up. Why won't we show up? Who the hell knows? Teach little boys and little girls to cut off their penises. Well, not little girls. Maybe put penises on little girls. And the church don't do a damn thing. Don't do whatever the Supreme Court says. I thought we have no kings. Whatever the Supreme Court says. Yes, Massa. Yes, Massa. We're in a crucible. I'm telling you. So listen now. Tonight at 7 o'clock, we are having a prayer call. And here's all you're going to have to do, because I screwed it up last week. You're just going to go to Coach Dave. This same link that we're using right now, we will use tonight. Exact same one. So you just go to Coach Dave Live, whatever, and click on that link. And we're going to do a prayer vigil, because it is a very, very critical time. Chad just texted me here. Let me see what he's going to say here. Hang on, Chad. Okay, good, good. So 7 o'clock tonight. Invite your friends. I promise you this. We're not going to keep it long. Okay? We're not going to keep it long. But we wrestle not against flesh and blood. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. And we got to do it. Victoria said, I would love to pray to cover my house. No kidding. Come and join us, Victoria. Others, come and join us. For the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. So let me step aside here a minute. Communion tonight as well. Communion tonight. Communion. Prayer vigil, communion at the end of it. Okay? Tonight, prayer vigil, communion at the end of it. Okay, Craig sends me, I'll be honest with you, between Craig and Mark Trump, I don't get any sleep, because they send me stuff that I can't even get my head wrapped around. Good stuff. I'm not making fun of them. Good stuff. Stuff Mark Trump sent me yesterday. What? Stuff Craig sends me. We need to know this stuff. We don't need to know this, because why? You go to church on Sunday and they talk to you to love your neighbor and be healthy, wealthy, and wise. See you next week. And meanwhile, this void of Christianity in America, once Christian America, the void is empty and the water's rushing in, and it's demonic. And what's our solution? Well, Coach, it's just a sign of the end. Just a sign of the end. Go tell that to my grandbabies. Go tell my grandbabies it's just a sign of the end. What kind of man? You know what? God gave me a great lesson. Bear with me a second. I got to tell you this. I told the story yesterday about the chicken, the rooster, right? And I can't get that out of my head. Because if I could have filmed that thing, I'm going to tell you this. That rooster, I was going to have to kill. He didn't care how many times I swatted him. He didn't care how many times I kicked him. He didn't care how many times I swung a stick at him. That dude was there to defend his flock. I'm 210 pounds on a bad day, 205 on a good one. I tripped and fell, and that SOB was all over me. Man down, he screamed. The Lord allowed that to happen so I would see how cowardly we are. You know, I got up this morning, open the windows, and what did I hear? He's up there letting everybody know he's up to, and don't come messing with my girls. It was amazing. Life changing. for me. Fearless. He didn't care what I did to him. I'd hit him with my hat, and he'd back up. And boy, those old feathers would ruffle, and I know, here he comes. Here he comes. And he'd come right back at me. He wasn't very tolerant, diverse. So, Craig, what's going on, brother? Why is this, why is tonight so significant?
Okay, well, Spencer, if you pull up the last thing that I put up there, you know, Easter. Okay, what's the disconnect between Easter and Passover? Why are they separated by dates? Okay, look at the dates. Okay, it's based on the full moon.
Okay. So hang on, Craig. Somebody changed this, didn't they? Somebody changed this.
Well, right. So I think it was the Roman Catholic Church. I'd have to double check on it. But what they said, they wanted March 21st, and they wanted the first Sunday after the full moon in March 21st. Well, that's not in the Bible. Okay. What it is, it's the Hebrew calendar, and it says on the 10th of Nisan, you take this lamb, you present it to the priest. That's when Jesus walked into Jerusalem, presented him as a king, and they said he was a prophet. And 4 days later, he was crucified. Okay. This, and it ties into the Exodus story. I would encourage everybody to read 6 chapters today. Go to Exodus 6 to Exodus 12. Read about the 10 plagues. So anyways, that's the disconnect. But what's really neat about this year is that it all lines up. Basically, Resurrection Sunday is the 17th, right? It's when Jesus rose, right? So he's going to be crucified, right? Later, like today, you know? This is the 14th, okay? So anyways, we're on the right track. But anyways, tonight is the full moon. So Spencer, if you can pull up that first link there about the full moon tonight, right? It's a pink moon. All right. So this is going to be the 14th. We're going into the 14th now. Okay.
And this pink moon will rise in the night sky this week. A pink moon.
Right. So this is going to be where, all right, if you think about the whole Exodus story, just think about just logic. God works in logic, okay? So the firstborn is killed at 12 o'clock. Pharaoh tells everybody, you know, get the heck out of Dodge, all right? They got to pack all their things. Don't you think it would be nice if the Lord had a full moon for them to pack all their stuff at 2 in the morning? I think so. I mean, it's kind of dark in Egypt, and this is my interpretation. I think it was a blood moon. I think it was a blood moon because they looked over there and they lost their firstborn, and they looked up there and they saw a blood moon. And remember, this was 10 plagues against 10 little g gods. Okay. It wasn't just about Pharaoh. It was about the gods that they worshiped. Okay. So anyways, tonight is Passover. And that's why, you know, being in prayer tonight about it and being, you know, considering what's getting ready to happen and all this over these next couple of days is important.
Now, so Craig, in the original calendar, I'm not trying to pick bones here. Is this really the Passover?
Yeah, because they who made the sun, moon, and stars for times and seasons and all that? I mean, go back to the beginning. God did. Okay, so these are God's times. You know, we can't move the moon and the sun yet. All right, I know man would like to, but we can't do that. Okay. So anyways, that's the point about that. Now, what makes this unusual, okay, is go back to that solar eclipse there. There was a solar eclipse 40 days ago, all right, yeah. On February 17th. Solar eclipse there around 6:54, Spencer. It was a ring of fire solar eclipse, okay? Some people talk and say, it was actually 40 days that Moses went through this whole process with Pharaoh. Because if you go back and you deconstruct from Exodus 6 to that, all right, the second plague, all right, was blood, all right, and blood lasted for 7 days. That blood that they drank was 7 days, okay? So if you extrapolate all this, it was very possibly that it took 40 days of these plagues over these 10 plagues over 40 days. Well, let's go back 40 days from what today is. What happened? There was a ring of fire solar eclipse over Antarctica. If you go a little bit further down.
Spencer, man, my head's spinning.
Okay. And what's Steve Quayle talk about, you know, Antarctica? It's the empire. what is it? Empire Beneath the Ice. Okay.
Especially if it's a flat Earth, huh? Especially if it's a flat Earth.
Well, you know, there's a reason John Kerry went there on election night. Okay. They talk about fallen entities being down there and stuff like that. Okay. But my point being is see, this is all tied in. Then we had a blood moon on March 3rd over North America and DC and all this kind of stuff.
Signs right? in the stars, signs in the heavens, huh?
Exactly. Spencer, can you go down just a little bit further? No. Yeah, there you go. Okay. So people can see, that's down there. All right. That's Antarctica. Okay. So that ring of fire was only visible in Antarctica. Remember we had the solar eclipses in America and we all drove and went to see it. Okay. Yeah. Guess where the only place you could see it in the world is? Antarctica. I'm telling you, there's something specifically about that. I'm not going to tell you what I think it is, but I'm just telling you it's important. Okay. So anyways, that's what it is. And then the last thing is, so a couple of days ago, Coach,
Hang on a second. Hey, Stephanie, what's the significance of this from paganism? Maybe you can text me that. Keep going, Craig. She just did.
Ask her what she says.
Keep going what you were saying.
Okay, well, and I'm going to finish up here. So anyways, you know.
She said this. She said bullseye.
He just said wait.
Go ahead.
Yeah, she said bullseye. Okay. So anyways, a couple of days ago, you know, we're in solar maximum. We had an X flare. X flares, you know, are not uncommon, but they're like the highest level of energy that we get from the sun. And it usually takes a couple of days for some of that to come in. Well, guess what? It's going to be coming in here today, right? So you might even be seeing auroras and all kinds of stuff.
What's that called?
That X flare energy hitting the sun tonight, Spence.
What's that called, Craig?
Huh? Is that coronal mass ejections? They're flares, solar flares, and some of them are CMEs, and they don't always hit the Earth. Okay.
Powerful class X class solar flare triggers radio blackout ahead of Artemis to launch. In other words, the solar flare is sending strong impulses towards us, right?
Right, and if that wasn't enough, okay, they're getting ready to launch this rocket to go around the moon for 10 days. All right. That's getting ready to happen today. As this all passes over, these are not coincidences.
Because okay. NASA is demonic, is it not?
Right. And so Spencer, look up what the meaning of the name Artemis is. Okay. What does Artemis mean?
Why would they name it Artemis? Why would they name it Artemis? Well, this is good. I'm learning something. Not really my head spinning. Artemis is a Greek goddess of the hunt, wilderness, wild animals, childbirth, and chastity. They're launching Artemis.
Right. On Passover.
They're not launching Donald Trump or Kamala Harris or George Washington. Artemis.
So that's about it, Coach. I think y'all can figure it out from there.
So that's what we're going to pray against tonight, right, Craig?
That would be a good thing.
Yeah, and take communion against tonight. Huh? I'm still trying to get out from Stephanie. Come on, what's up? Why is this important for the pagans? Because it's clearly, folks, two teams, God's team, the devil's team. And the devil's team is actually working overtime to steal what belongs to God. Do you get it yet? Huh? Yeah, do you understand it yet? It's for control of the earth. Now, we know who wins, who gets control of the earth. But really? We have a government promoting, come on now. We have a government promoting the castration of little boys to be little girls. Really? Passing legislation. Folks, that's sick. That ain't even normal. That ain't even normal. We've got doctors approving it. We got pharmakia coming up with drugs to turn you from a boy to a girl or a girl from a boy. Artemis, a Greek goddess of the hunt. She's often depicted as a virgin huntress, the bow and arrow, symbolized by moon, deer. Hey, folks, American government's paganism, seems to me. Right, David Arthur, you shouldn't have to vote on whether or not... I mean, it's amazing, isn't it? Church, we stand around, we have to vote on whether or not children can be sterilized. And by the way, devil's after the seed. Oh my goodness. Somebody come in here and talk to me. Wait a minute. Poll number, don't come in here yet. Poll, I got some good stuff here. Pull up number two. I can't remember his name. I'm sorry. I draw a blank. Listen to this. What's that? Yeah, thank you, Seth Gruber. Pastor Seth Gruber. Listen to this. Go ahead.
The longer we tolerate the sacrament of Satan, the sooner we'll come to find that that same ideology is knocking on the front door of the righteous. Because if you don't get the right to life right, you won't get any other rights right, right? Those who murder the unborn cannot be trusted to govern the born. And those who murder the unborn will one day murder you too. Are we in touch with the kind of psyche that we're dealing with? You understand the psyche and the
Stop it. Play that again. Was this a boom? The people who will murder unborn children will murder you next.
Boom.
Play it again.
The longer we tolerate the sacrament of Satan, the sooner we'll come to find that that same ideology is knocking on the front door of the righteous. Because if you don't get the right to life right, you won't get any other rights right, right? Those who murder the unborn cannot be trusted to govern the born. And those who murder the unborn will one day murder you too. Are we in touch with the kind of psyche that we're dealing with? You understand the psyche and the state of mind of a Democrat or a pro-choice Republican or a leftist who equates freedom itself with the right to dissect and vivisect the bodies of little children?
Yeah.
Do you understand that state of mind? They equate that with
freedom. Do we understand that state of mind? Hey, church, do we have the mind of Christ? Huh? Does abortion bother us? Or is it just another thing that's legal? Does transgenderism bother us, destroying the foundation of American culture and society? Does that bother us or not? Huh? Doesn't bother us. Doesn't bother the church. Doesn't bother the church. A clearly demonic attack on children created in the image of God, and the church is silent, for the most part, silent on it. I got to show you something else. Hang on. Pull up number five, one of my favorite guys. This guy was Satan himself. Number five. Listen to this guy. Go ahead.
If you want propaganda to be effective, you don't have to convince people that what you are saying is true. You just have to flood the zone with so much poop. They use a different word, but you have to flood the zone with so much untruth constantly.
Like Russian collusion, Clinton servers, Steele dossier, COVID pandemic, supply chain, Epstein's suicide, Hunter's laptop, Biden's classified files, election legitimacy, foreign aid laundering, Biden cocaine, spy balloons, border security, illegal immigration, blue city crime, poverty and addiction, record inflation, gas prices, Trump assassination attempts, Biden's dementia, Kamala's popularity, gender dysphoria, ICE, Kirk's assassination, child grooming, and the Epstein files.
That at some point, people don't believe anything.
Get the fuck out of here.
Huh? At some point, people don't believe anything. By the way, mastered by the deceiver himself, the great deceiver himself, an agent of Satan, Lucifer. Barack Obama was an agent of Lucifer. I'm sorry. Huh?
Enough said.
Enough said, brother. Enough said. And as far as I know, there could be more. The first openly non-Christian man to be. I mean, he claimed to be a Christian, but we know better. Barack Hussein, Obama. Which word don't you understand? Which one of those words is American? Barack Hussein Obama. Which one of those would be? I get it. Okay, cool. Hang on. Somebody just sent me something here. It might be important. Bear with me a second. Oh, Sheila Holmes sent me. Thanks, Sheila. I didn't know you're out there listening. April Fool's Day. That's today. There's a significance. Tonight, President at 9 a.m. is going to make an announcement from the White House on April Fool's Day. Really? Okay, can I throw one more thing up there? Pull up number 7. No. Pull up number 8. If I were the devil, anybody out there listening, listen to me. I'm not going to tell you. You tell me. If you were the devil, what nation would you try to destroy? We know, don't we? We know. Would you go after Germany, Japan, France, Yugoslavia? Would you go after the bastion of liberty in the free world, the US of A? Where liberty became license. Listen, liberty means the freedom to do what's right. Liberty never gave you the freedom to do what's wrong, ever. License is a root word of licentiousness, which means without restraint. So when you get licensed to do something, there ain't no rules, baby. They make the rules. Here's what we're dealing with, and make some of you happy, maybe. Speaking about end times. Put this in what I say, 1.5 speed, nowhere to hide. What happens to the world if America goes under? Go ahead. You got to read it. Nowhere to hide. History is filled with tales of escapes, near escapes, from tyrants, slavery, and oppression. The stories of slaves traveling the Underground Railroad from the U.S. to Canada in the late 1800s is a legend. My hometown of Cleveland was one of the northern terminus points on the railroad. We grew up hearing that this old home or that old building housed secret passageway and compartments where escaping slaves holed up until nightfall when they could move safely north, Underground Railroad. Wars have always been laced with stories of escapes. Movies were and are today made about escapes. Pollock 17, The Great Escape, Schindler's List. I'm sure you've started with all of them. Of course, the Cold War and the Communist Iron Curtain. Countries produced many such epic tales of escape. Many ended in gunfire and death as desperate captives in the East charged the barbed wire and concrete wall of their prison in a futile dash to liberty, like a damn rooster did to me. In one magnificently successful effort, 37 students and their families spent 6 months digging a tunnel 500 feet under the ground, 50 feet underground from West Berlin to the backyards of homes on the other side of the now infamous Berlin Wall. In 2 days, 23 men, 31 women, and 3 children crawled to freedom in that tunnel. One of my personal favorites was the 1979 saga of Peter Strzok and Gunther Wetzel, who spent a year fashioning a hot air balloon large enough to carry both families to the West. Disney produced the film Night Crossing, starring John Hunt, Jane Alexander, depicting their escape. First attempt failed as their craft landed short of the wire. The second effort took them over 40 kilometers east of Germany in half an hour, and they sat down safely in the freedom of West Germany. But now you may be asking yourself, why would I go to the trouble of raising this issue now? Why would I devote several hours of my ebbing years to produce this little video? Because I understood what Mencken's warning said. The urge to save humanity is most often a false front for the urge to rule. Because history teaches that most humans who have walked the earth lived as slaves or vassals of an oligarchy. Now, an oligarchy that put forth some king, emperor, dictator, or other despot to control them, crush their budding desire to be free lest they challenge and overthrow the oligarchs. Because I am the father of 3 grown children, the grandfather of 12, 6 beautiful young ones. I want to go to my grave knowing I did all I could to see that they will live as free men and free women. It was a country in which I grew up and served in uniform for 4 years during the Vietnam era is being altered in ways that I could not have imagined even 10 years ago. Because if those around me don't awaken to what's going on here, it will soon be too late to reverse course. But it's not too late, because it's not too late already. Because if America, the idea of America does fail, becomes 240-year-long and admittedly imperfect experiment in heretofore unknown human freedoms that didn't quite succeed, where will your children dig tunnels? Where will your children fly a balloon? I urge you to think and pray very hard about that and do whatever it takes to help restore what wiser men than I have called a shining city on a hill, the last best hope of mankind. America, the idea of America fails. What's the point of saving the place on the globe called America? The prospect of failure is too grim to contemplate. Well, my friends, to the Constitution and the Republic for which it stands, miracles do not cluster, and what has happened once in 6,000 years may never happen again. Hold on to the Constitution, for if the American Constitution should fail, there will be anarchy throughout the world, Daniel Webster said. Boom. Mary Beth snuck in here. Got slide over Mary Beth. She snuck in here with her
little baby.
Your yet unnamed dog, have you named
it? Momo Grace.
What?
Momo Grace.
Momo Grace, whatever the heck that means. Whatever the heck that means. Well, welcome. Welcome, Mary Beth. Where am I here? Anybody got their hand up? I got more. What do y'all think? Vinny says, boom, thank you. Vinny said, hi, Mary Beth. See how this pops
hi,
up?
Hi, Vinny.
Hi, everyone. When you pray at sunset this evening. I'm sorry, David. I'm reading in the chat now, folks. Bear with me a second here. Oh, that amount of stuff I'm messing with here. Let's go here. Oh, I keep hitting the wrong button. It doesn't matter. Who's got their hand up? Adam does. Come on in, Adam.
Hey, Coach. Good morning.
Hey, how say hi to Mary Beth. Say hi to Mary Beth all the way up from the Ooper. Way
oh,
up.
Hi, Mary Beth.
As hot as far up in Michigan as you can get.
The far west end.
Far west end.
Hello.
Hello there.
Let me slide over a little bit more. There she go. Go ahead. Go ahead, Adam.
So how can all these leftists go around the country constantly and consistently protest And all of us who are supposed to be part of sit on our hands and twiddle our thumbs, and we say things when we're together, but we don't say anything when we're around anybody else. We've become a bunch of cowards, and we should be the ones hitting the streets and protesting and letting our voices be heard.
So Adam, let me ask you this. Where would you find our team?
In what's commonly referred to as the church, what I mostly call the social club.
You'd find them in the church, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you would think so.
Who's going to oppose evil? Who is going to oppose evil?
Who's going to
oppose evil? The church. The church ain't opposing evil. You know why? They're looking for evacuation.
Yep.
You can get mad if you want to. They're looking for evacuation. They're not worried about their children and grandchildren. They're not worried about any of that. Oh, they are. They think they are, but they think they're not going to be here. Now, maybe we're not going to be here. Work while the sun shines, for a day cometh when no man can work. That's what the scripture says. Bible doesn't say, oh, go ahead, then the last day, sit down and relax and don't worry about anything because you're all going to be zapped out of here and it's all cool. That's not what it says. Whoever's teaching you that is a freaking liar. They are a liar. Now, I'm not talking about the rapture doctrine. Who's ever teaching you to hunker down and hide is a liar. And if you're hearing that from your pastor, I would flee there as fast as I could. Because your children and grandchildren are at stake.
Coach, you said something to me a long time ago, and then I'll shut up, sorry. You said a long time ago to me, about a year ago probably, that the church is supposed to be the salt of the earth, and yet the left has become the salt of the earth.
The left's in charge, the garlic. Left's the garlic of the earth. Here's what our pagan friend, Stephanie, former pagan, sorry, Stephanie, she just texted me this. Pagans like to do rituals specific to the moon and its cycles. Spells, incantation. Wait a minute. We don't believe in the supernatural, right? Casting down imaginations and every high and lofty thing, exalting self against the knowledge of God, bringing captivity to the obedience of Christ. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, principalities and powers, evil spirits. Okay, hang on. Spells and incantations usually follow a moon cycle to build power in the timing, using specific places, times of the year, when the veil is thinner, and fetish items to create cones of power. She used to do this, folks. Energy to their little gods, both male and female. The moon holds great significance, and in most occult represents the female deity, which is energy. I didn't know that, Stephanie. Drawing down the moon is done on full moon, for instances where you actually pull energy from the moon. Opening up yourself to take in energy for cleansing and charging self can be done alone or in covens. Stephanie said, I had the triple goddess tattoo on my arm, till I recently had it covered up to hold and keep my power. She had a tattoo on her arm to where she stored her demonic power. This stuff is real. Pray hard, folks. Fast today. Go, Team Jesus. She lived it. Come on in, James. He disappeared. I don't know if he got both. Anybody? Nowhere to go if America fails, baby.
So, sorry.
That's okay, go ahead.
I think great grace to you and hello to Mary Beth. I think really did, you know, when you started out this morning, I think it's just really important to identify church, identify the word church, because Satan has a church, the church of Satan. The world has a church. That rooster has a church.
He guards his church.
He was protecting his flock. That's what a real, you kind of have a diatribe of saying, you know, where's the church? Well, the church, we have to identify really what the church is in regards to the Messiah and Jesus and where we are as a nation. You know, the church, when the nation was founded, is a lot different than what we call the church today.
People died for the church back then, brother. They died.
Absolutely. So, this is not necessarily, this is a change that it gradually shifted. I would say the very first church, and then when the state got involved with government, the government got involved with church in Constantine. There was no more bartering of Christians. And so you had a state church, and then it kind of killed. So I think it's really important to identify what church is. I see the body of Christ as being the ecclesia.
James,
his body.
The body of Christ is more afraid of the government than they are the Lord.
You can say Johnson kind of had a role to play in that in the 501c3. When they converted, when they said, okay, you can't preach this or you're going to lose this. They kind of surrendered. They surrendered. So anyway, that I think it really.
We should have gone with pitchforks and torches to the Supreme Court when they told us.
I mean, just in this little ecclesia that we have here, how many representatives do we have of different denominations just in this little huddle?
Yep.
I mean, there you go.
Amen. Amen. Joe Allen, pop in here.
Love you, brother.
Thanks. Come on in, Joe.
From my connections, I'm going to say this once. Chad and I have talked about this before. Make you a get-home bag. Take it with you every day you leave. Enough said.
Amen. Get a getaway bag, a get-home bag, right? Right? What would happen to you or me if they shut down the cell phones? What type of communication do you have? This is really important. We've talked about this before. I'm talking to me now. Does your family know if all hell breaks loose where they can meet you? Say your children are out driving around someplace and all hell breaks loose. Say, hey, I don't think we're going to be able to get to our house. I'll meet you here. Everybody get here and figure out what we're going to do. I think that's critical. Phones could go down. GPS could go down. Boom. Hey, they're playing for keeps. Come on in, Jeff. Jeff Nares, come on down. You're the next contestant. Craig just beat you. Come on in, Craig. You're the next contestant.
Well, just to dovetail on Brother Joe, a lot of things can change in 40 days. So let's go back 40 days.
That's why we're having a prayer vigil tonight, 7 o'clock. Go ahead.
So that would be, you know, February 17th. And, of course, we had the solar eclipse over Antarctica. But also, guess where we were meeting? We were meeting in Geneva. And we were having talks about this upcoming event that's occurred, trying to stay it off. So
the kings of this earth, man. You mean the kings of this earth were meeting in Geneva? Okay, go
ahead.
Well,
yeah, well, that's also where CERN is. That's also where the World Economic Forum is. That's why you have Swiss guards over the Vatican. Okay, just trying to put the dots together. But anyways... So back in February 17th, 40 days ago, they're talking, well, let's don't get into this conflict. And then what happened 10 days later on February 28th? Well, 10 days later, we're in a conflict, right? So the point being is a lot of things can change in 40 days. Don't always assume everything's going to be rosy.
Sun's coming up. It ain't going down. Sun's coming up. Jeff Nares made it back in. Come on, Jeff.
Now I had to reboot for some reason. The mic didn't work. But anyway, to add to what you said a minute ago, if you're in the city, okay, for like, you know, Franklin County, that's Columbus, Ohio, man, you better get out of these large cities, because once something happens or it goes down, they're going to shut off the roads and you're not going to be able to get in or out of a major city. And that's what's going to be hit first with whatever they have in their mind.
So folks, you're welcome to come to Sky High. If you don't have a place to go, come to Sky High and we'll gather there and figure it out from there. All right. Anybody close? Come there. Because, hey, folks, the devil ain't taking this land down. Sorry. Hey, Spence, pull up for me. Which one was it? Dane Whitting. No. Number 7. Did y'all know this? Did y'all know? Click on more. Right at the bottom, click on, yeah. April 1st was historically celebrated as New Year's Day. You guys know that? Before the adoption of the Gregorian calendar, which shifted the new year to January 1st. Huh? This change led to those who continue to celebrate on April 1 being called Fool's Day. The historical significance of April 1st. April was historically recognized as New Year's Day in various cultures, before the introduction of the Gregorian calendar, and this calendar reform instituted by the Pope Gregory in the 16th century moved the start of the new year to January 1st. The Julian calendar, under the Julian calendar, New Year's Day was celebrated on April 1st, hence April Fools. The Gregorian calendar established January 1st as the new date of the new year. As the Gregorian calendar became, aren't you glad you listened to this show? At the Gregorian calendar became more widely adopted, many people were slow to adjust. Those who continued to celebrate the new year on April 1st were mocked and referred to as April Fools. This led to the tradition of April Fool's Day, where practical jokes and hoaxes are played. So the new year on the Julian calendar, the original one, while April 1 was celebrated by New Year's Day, the shift to January 1st is now the standard for most cultures. Boom, Vinny. George, where are you, George? Where's George? Huh? That's what George is telling me all the time. Coach, they changed
That's exactly right, Coach.
They changed it, Coach. Who did? Luciferians. They changed it. Yeah. I got a couple more things I got to throw up here real quick on you. Okay. Pull up number two. I didn't play this, did I? I don't think I did. Yeah, Mel, you got it. Yeah, I played that. I played that one. Okay. One more thing. George, get excited, George. Poll number six. Are you ready? Play it.
What is geoengineering?
Dane Whittington.
Geoengineering means climate engineering and climate mitigation. It means to play God with the weather. The primary methods of engineering the climate is to fill the atmosphere with light scattering particulates. We know many of these particulates are heavy metals. We know that from testing from around the globe and patents as well. Why would they not want to control the weather when they can win a war without firing a shot? When they can win a war without another country even knowing they went to war? Geoengineering is the pharmaceutical cure for planet Earth. The military-industrial complex keep business as usual as long as possible, hide it from the population as long as possible, use it as a weapon as long as possible. They're not about to let go. There are many layers to the why question, and people need to not try to put it in one box. But I want to state this. There is no benevolence in these programs, none. From every direction, these agencies that the public assumes would tell them if something was wrong are doing exactly the opposite. People need to understand this. If we're going to preserve a future for our children, it's up to us. Once we reach critical mass and every human being on this planet understands the severity of the situation, the immediacy of it, and the fact that their planet on which they and their children depend and their own health has been permanently and irreparably damaged, then that's when the paradigm changes. Help us to bring this issue to light while we yet have time. If we can bring it to light, we can bring it to a halt. What is...
Wow. Yeah, put that in the chat for others. That's geoengineeringwatch.com. And by the way, Paul, the Luciferians make us sick with chemtrails, and then they send us to pharmaceuticals with, what do they call that? Huh? What is pharmacy? We know what it is, don't we? Yeah.
Witchcraft.
Pharmakia. Hey, real quickly, Spencer, for those who are in second grade still, what does pharmakia mean? Look that up. Could you do that for me? So they give you chemtrails, make you sick. Conspiracy theory here, okay? Pharmakia is an ancient Greek term that refers to the use of administering of drugs, potions, spells, and poisoning. In the New Testament, it's most commonly translated as sorcery or witchcraft. Pharmaceuticals are sorcery, and witchcraft is generally used in a negative, spiritual, or illicit context. The term is the root of modern English words such as pharmacy, pharmacist, and pharmaceutical. Yeah, a pill to keep you from getting pregnant? A pill to murder babies? Pills, pharmaceuticals have become about death. Yes or no, Paul? Ain't about life anymore. Pharmaceuticals, they give you the disease and then they give you the treatment for the disease. Oh my goodness. Hurry up, Ray. Come on in. I got 10 minutes. We'll get it. Ray and then George.
All right. Yeah. Well, Happy New Year to you too.
yeah, it's Happy New Year.
That it is, right?
Hang on a second, Ray. Hang on a second, Dad. Yeah. So then known that, then what year is it really? Well, I mean, do we really know what year it is? Go ahead, Ray.
Well, Spencer, can you bring Daniel 7:25 up? Basically, it's often interpreted as a political or religious entity that shall speak great words against the Most High and shall wear out the saints of the Most High and think to change times and laws.
Wow.
Isn't that what they did? They changed the time. It used to be New Year's Eve. New Year's was April. Now they've made it into January. There it is right there. It's like, these are the ones that are doing it.
And they shall be given into his hand until time and times and the dividing of time. Do, 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 do. All right, Georgie, come on in.
Thank you so much, Coach. Yeah, they changed the times, all right. And I just want to say the reason for the geoengineering, what they're doing now, the earth is flat. Everybody get that through their head, all right? They're using the 5G towers to control the weather, but they're also using it for the jab that everybody took. 18.1 gigahertz, 3 one-minute pulses, releases the hydrogel that's inside of it, releases the 5 deadly pathogens that are inside of it. And so we got to understand, the Bible says the earth's flat. Psalm 93, the earth established and cannot be moved. It has four corners. It has foundations. Underneath it, it's flat. The reason for the chemtrails is exactly that. They've got to stop. No planes, no weather, period. If you want to stop the chemtrails, I saw some people over in England, and then I saw people over in Australia, and they're saying, they're looking up, and they're simmering distilled white vinegar, and they're saying, piss off, piss off.
Hey, so George, why won't our government end?
They're going to end it, and we're going to put a stop to it. We've got to put a petition for Ohio. That's banned in several states. It's a felony in Florida. And over Mar-a-Lago, they don't have weather. That's where Trump is, where he has his thing down there. And so what we had, no planes, no weather. We just have to, I asked three pilots, is the earth flat? And he, oh no, it's certainly round. Do you know about geoengineering? No, never heard of it. They're directly lying. And so I said, Luke 8:17, you're going to answer to God. So we just
Spence, bring up number six. For those of you who want to do more research, main home of Geoengineering Watch, Dane Whittington. The stuff on this website is unbelievable. By the way, this is science. This is science. Now, here's a question. Is this the main thing we ought to be fighting? I mean, I don't know. We're being overwhelmed. Lies, deception, and fear everywhere we look. Now, am I going to put all my eggs into fighting geoengineering? I don't know. I mean, some people want to. Go do it. Is that where I'm going to put mine? I'm tired of them killing little babies. I'm tired of them cutting off the penises of little boys. I'm tired of them teaching. I don't know. Where? Overwhelm us with lies. Lies, deception, and fear. Oh, my. That is what's ruling. God has not given you a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. Why the hell are they trying to scare us so much? Come on in, Dr. Paul, then Jeff. Dr. Paul, come in.
You know, what I found astounding was that Robert F.K. won almost a $400 million settlement against glyphosates, right?
Right.
Roundup. Right. And yep. Trump. And somehow Trump just allowed it to continue, knowing that it causes lymphoma, knowing that it causes all kinds of cancer. It just astounds me.
So, Paul, they basically want to boot your ass out because you don't go along with their programs. Isn't that true? Isn't that the bottom line, Paul?
Yeah, and then you have to drop out somehow and create your own world. But I'll tell you what, that's not fun either. But no, you know.
No, it's not fun. Jeff Klein. Thanks, Paul. I appreciate you, Paul. I want you to know that. I appreciate you. Go ahead, Jeff.
Coach, you know how you've been talking about the data centers and they're using water?
Yeah.
So yesterday, me and Mary Jane were watching a news broadcast. You know what they've got now? They're telling us the people like us that have a well in our house, the water shortage that's coming. There's going to be no water.
Go dry up your well.
Now you got a big machine you can buy. It looks like it's probably 10 or 20 grand, and you can purify the air through this thing and get your drinking water. Mary Jane said, why would I want to drink that water? It's coming out of the sky. It's like the people are promoting it. It's like, yep. Oh my God.
What a tangled web we weave when first we practice to deceive. Let me show you one more thing here before I sign off here. Huh? Hey, folks, a lot of doom and gloom, isn't it? And you know what everybody say? Well, coach, it's just the end times. Damn it. Fight it! Fight it! Easy, criminy. We just stood up against some of this stuff. Just stand up against it. Here are the people who are controlling.
Amen.
At number four, paid protesters. Billions and billions of dollars coming in to pay these freaks out on the streets. Go ahead.
I didn't get an email about like the briefing. Is there like a sign up for it or something like
guys,
that?
I think this is maybe one of the.
What's that?
No, we're good. But you know, I don't know.
Oh no, I'm just press asking questions.
No.
These people are paid, folks. That's why they got the Soros money.
Okay, so they had a full panic and just talked over each other. Now, this woman did the scripted right-wing troll line, which I guess they must have forgotten to pick up their signs because that's exactly what they did to me last time. And before that, a different paid protester with the exact same sign followed me around the takedown Tesla protest. So who are these people, really? Keep watching.
What's the next protest?
I don't know.
This one.
I have to... He's got a camera. Just so you know, he's got a camera. He's recording you.
In a way, and it's nice to have a conversation. How long have you been working with Rise and Resist?
I'm not answering those questions. Oh, okay. I can answer any personal questions.
That's fair. Do you feel like Trump is a king?
I don't... I'm not going to get into a political conversation with you. I'm here to marshal and keep people safe. That's my job here today, and I'm just going to do my job.
What do you mean by, like, marshal?
We help traffic. We help people with the traffic. We help cars redirect. Help bike.
They're being paid. They're being paid.
Safe on the street.
Does that mean you guys are working with the NYPD?
Yes, we talk to them.
Okay, I did not know that. That's interesting. But is there like a briefing before, like that you guys work with
the NYPD?
Yeah. So how do they know that like you're out there marshaling with them?
They're not blind.
And neither am I. This is you calling ICE thugs, and with a $50,000 bounty on ICE agents, you have blood on your hands. This is you taking it a step further and calling them the Gestapo. Back again at a different protest, and again and again.
Same lady.
The company she works for is Rise and Resist. They are one of the nonprofits receiving a portion of the $7.6 million from George Soros and were responsible for the takedown Tesla protests that often resulted in vandalism. They claim that all of their events are non-violent, which is odd because there's hundreds of pictures of their protesters getting arrested. One of the things they love to do is organize sit-ins at Trump Tower, and they're politely escorted out of the building and released from custody almost instantly, which means that the supposed king is quite forgiving with people trespassing his family's home. The donation link to Rise and Resist goes straight through Act Blue. Now it's really her associates that are the star players on the protesting field. Watch this. You see her? She works with Karen Shaw, the kazoo lady from the previous No Kings rally. This is her making the signs for Rise and Resist in their little print shop. She protests whatever is on the schedule. Back again in front of the courthouse asking to abolish ICE. She wants to, quote, free them all, and she's doing this sit-in again inside of Trump's family home.
See you tomorrow.